I listen to you?
It's not my place to speak for the consumer.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right, John Boyoga and Daisy Ridley do a Star Wars rap. Let's take a listen.
We all up in the desert and we're filming Star Wars. Because of our diet, we can't eat no Mars bars. Because of the explosion, JP crawling on our floors. Because of all the heat, we can really make some s'mores in the desert. What? In the desert. What? What? In the desert. What? In the desert. What? What?
Go to light speed.
And now there's also this honest trailer going around for the for Star Wars The Force Awakens, which is now available on DVD and you can download it. They basically made fun of it for being a remake of the original Star Wars. And so they brought back the original honest trailer's voiceover guy to argue with the current guy and the voice of reason about the new movie. Okay, let's take a listen.
The Force has awakened, and its first order is to revitalize the franchise while setting the stage for an amazing expansion of the Star Wars cinematic universe
by shamelessly remaking A New Hope.
What the? Who are you?
I'm the original Honest Trailer voice, and the originals are always better.
Yeah, you wish. Now pipe down. I've got the best movie of the year to talk about.
Best? Oh, man. I'm not going anywhere. Someone has to stop you from going full fanboy.
Okay, so we've got two Star Wars geeks from the KGO newsroom, Brian Pelletier, and my intern, Dwayne. And so now we'll have we'll play Yes or BS, all right? Okay,
all right.
So the original Star Wars trilogy still hasn't come out on DVD. Yes, it has. It did today. No, the
original Star Wars trilogy.
Oh, hold on a second. Never mind. The original Star Wars trilogy still hasn't come out on DVD. You can only get it on Blu-ray.
No, that can't
yes
be
Yes or
right.
BS?
That doesn't sound right.
I'm going to say BS.
Yeah,
okay.
BS.
They did wait a while for it to be released. DVD started coming out in 97, and Star Wars Episode One: A New Hope didn't come out on DVD until 2004.
Remember, they re-released those movies, I think, in the 90s or early 2000s, too, to like freshen them up a little bit. With
Blu-ray or something?
Well, it was just to give them better, so they look better and more updated with the times as far as, like, all of their special effects go.
Especially when Episode 1 came out, they were trying to, like, when the prequels came out, they were trying to give everyone that refresher of, like, remember these three?
Yeah.
Thing.
All right. Luke's Uncle Owen was a moisture farmer. That was his job title.
That, I would say yes. That sounds like a Wait, Star
what?
Wars job.
Yeah, sure.
Luke's Uncle Owen was a moisture farmer.
Yeah.
Yes. They talk about it in the first movie. Luke lived on a farm where they pulled moisture out of the air to make water.
See, it makes sense because they were on a desert planet.
Well, then that's why.
Okay, next. Leia kissed Luke four times before she found out he was her brother.
Four times seems like a bit much.
I'm going to say
BS.
I know they kissed a couple of times. Yeah. Four times seems a little bit like, what situation where you kiss? Why are you
and
kissing
then you're
him?
You're calling
somebody?
It BS.
BS.
The answer is yes, twice on the cheek and twice on the lips.
I thought you just meant the lips.
So there's some incest going on.
I don't count cheek.
It's incestual.
Yeah, I don't count cheek either. I thought you just meant lips.
Twice on the lips and one with tongue.
Whoa, okay. Hey now.
And one with a saber.
But,
she's licking that lightsaber.
That's so awkward. Oh, you're my brother. Cool.
Never mind.
We seem so much alike. I can't understand it.
We have so much in common.
Yes, I know. Jeez. Okay, it's horrible. Before the Millennium Falcon flies through an asteroid field in The Empire Strikes Back, C-3PO says the odds of making it through are 7 million to 1.
Yes. No, I'm going to say they're more than that. BS.
Yeah, BS.
That's right. He says the odds are approximately 3,720 to 1.
I'm literally just following your lead.
Don't you just love how geeks would know that? 3,720 to 1. Oh, my God. There's no help for you guys. There's a Star Wars character named Salacious B. Crumb.
Sounds like a rap artist.
Yes. Could be in the next Drake, compilation.
Salacious B. Crumb.
Salacious B. Crumb.
I'm going to say BS.
Yeah,
what?
BS.
Okay. Oh, BS too.
The answer is yes. It's the rat-looking thing with the annoying laugh that sits next to Jabba the Hutt in Return of the Jedi.
It's the worst name. salacious B. Crumb.
I should love that. All right. By the way, I love this story that we found today. California researchers, of course, have established that intimate caressing of a humanoid robot can produce a psychological response in humans. So, but is this the one that they found that was creepy?
Yeah, yeah. It's only they only get aroused when they start touching, like, the butt or, like, the pelvic private areas.
So it was found that a touch where the robot's buttocks or genitals would be produced a measurable amount of response of arousal in the volunteer human.
Yeah.
So if I'm touching the robot's arm, it's not going to do anything.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, it's a robot's arm, but...
And it also demonstrates that there is more to a humanoid than just its look. Even a touch can provoke a human response. Well, yeah, that's your thought process, right?
Yeah.
You know that's going to develop into some kind of weird fetish.
Yeah, like imagine.
Of course.
I mean, it probably already is, right?
Yeah.
Forget,
we just don't know about
it. Tinder's going out of business. So, you know, if is that on? I don't know. So buy your stock and cash in while you can because they'll be going away eventually.
Replaced by the robots.
Right.
Don't need human interaction anymore.
Right. Social robots can elicit tactical responses in human psychology as a result of the signals that the power of the robots have. And should mechanical and interaction designers think about positive and negative effects of the human-robot interactions? Blah, blah, blah. So they conclude. Okay, well, that's nice. So let's talk about this is really important. No one wants to have sex with an adult virgin, especially another adult virgin.
Well, when you say adult, what do you mean? Like
a big boy, a big girl.
If there's someone who's like 18 and they're a virgin, that's fine.
It's right? Acceptable.
That's fine. Now, if we're talking about like 60 or 55 and you're a virgin, then I mean,
there's something horribly wrong.
I'll be really, I'm curious to how that happened.
How old are you, Dwayne? our college intern.
If you're 55 or 60, go get yourself one. Sign up for one of them sex bots
He's
real
55
quick.
55 year old, gross.
Oh my God.
You know what? Your parents are probably, never mind.
It's like 20 or 21. So we're not here to judge adult virgins, at least not out loud. Apparently everyone else is judging them silently, especially other adult virgins. Here are some of the results from the virgin study. Check them out. 90% of people lose their virginity by age of 24. I think that's way high.
Yeah, that's a lot of lies.
Way high.
Most people I know and check that box and at the age of 24. I would say that's probably pretty close.
You were a virgin until you were 24.
No. 90% lose their virginity before they turn 24. Wasn't that the statistic?
Yes.
Yeah, so I would say that's probably
90%
accurate.
90% of people lose their virginity
very close.
By age 24. See, that's the newsman in you. people are less likely to want to have sex with a virgin.
Does it say why?
Yeah. People are less likely to want to have sex with a virgin than with someone who's experienced. In other words, once you're an adult, you don't want to be someone's first. Now, that one totally makes sense to me. Because, you know, if you're, let's just say, for poops and giggles, you're 33. And you meet somebody who's in their 20s and they're a virgin. And they say to you, well, you know, I'm a virgin. Oh, hell no. We're done.
Really?
Yes, I'm not. No.
Oh.
No.
I don't know.
No. All those emotions, you'll be the first one they ever had.
They get
They'll
clingy.
Never forget you.
That depends on the person.
They can never erase you from their memory. You're on the hard-on drive forever. I mean, it never goes away. No.
Well,
just trust me on this, people.
If it was me, I would have been like, we're good.
Yes, but you're like 21 or whatever the hell age you are. Adult virgins are even less likely to want to have sex with another virgin. They really want someone more experienced for their first time. Yeah, so there you go. Adult virgins would probably want...
That sets up an interesting dynamic because virgins wants people who have experience, but the experienced adults don't want virgins.
Yeah.
I know, right?
No matches.
It sounds like a fantastic TV show or like
conundrum.
Some sort of game show. Virgin Island.
So if you're an adult who's never had sex, who does want you? Someone younger. People under 26 are the most likely to say they're cool with being someone's first.
All right. There you go, Dwayne.
There you go.
Yeah, totally fine.
So, you know, Get to popping. Oh my God. It's just, you know, I just, that thing that it, you, when you're an adult, you don't take someone's virginity. You
yeah, just, it just no, seems, it seems a little weird.
No, it would be really super freaky. No.
I don't know. It would just be like, I don't know. It would feel like an honor.
Listen, I have to, I hear you freaks. Some of you are saying, what the hell are you talking about? Of course I want a virgin. But you're a freak. You're not thinking through this process. Think it through. Think of the implications. It never goes away. You never go away. They may go away. You may move away. But in their head, you never go away. Now there, I'm taking a break. And you think about it. And think about it hard and long. I'll continue next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. And on the app. Download the app. It's free. And you can listen to the podcast and all of those good things. Oh, this is so much fun. So now we're going to have an interview. All right. These are 36 ridiculous questions that are actually fun to answer from Glassdoor. Now, I'm not going to ask you all 36 of them. I'm just going to ask you the really stupid ones, which most of them are.
So 35 of them.
Yes. All right. If you know, here we go. Are you ready? Number one. You're a new addition to the crayon box. What color would you be and why?
Orange, because I support Donald Trump. No, I'm just kidding. I'd be blue because it's my favorite color.
Okay.
I'd be black. Because
to appropriate your blackness?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Dwayne's being real, at least.
I know.
Dwayne the intern.
You know what I was going to, what was I going to say? I was going to say neutral so I could change, so I could appropriate when I feel like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That way I could be multicolor and multiracial.
So you could be everything.
Yeah, so I'd like a unicorn color so I could appropriate my culture whenever I feel like, mm-hmm. whatever that is.
That's the dream.
Yeah, that's the dream. Okay, what do you think about when you're alone driving in your car?
I don't even know. Like, I just zone out.
Yeah,
I'm like,
true.
I just want to get wherever I'm going.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not food.
What do I think about? If I had a tank, I'd run over the Prius in front of me.
Lots of those around here.
Move! I love you people with Priuses very much, and I appreciate you listening, and I know you're driving the speed limit because you're a Lyft driver or you're an Uber, but my God, you drive me insane. Get the hell out of the way. All right, next. If you could be any animal in the world, what would it be and why?
Oh, man, these are tough questions.
No.
These are ridiculous questions to ask anybody in an interview.
Maybe a dolphin, because they're really smart and they can swim around. I like being in the water.
And you could be nosy and
yeah.
That point. Yeah, okay.
Do tricks.
Right.
I don't know. Like a panther, maybe?
A panther?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, you'd
be a black panther.
You'd
be a black panther.
A
again.
Black panther,
or the Black Panther,
or oh yeah, exactly, okay, Marvel. Okay. The Black Panther.
All right. Let me see. What was the last gift you gave someone?
Oh man, I gave my wife flowers and a chocolate Easter bunny for Easter.
Oh, that was very nice of you.
Yeah. I like to think so.
It was.
Think hard, Dwayne.
You know, something fun for them to. You know, like, you know, just, yeah.
Sex toys.
Dwayne.
Karen Reed, our engineer, is guessing for
Why
him.
Are you reading my mind?
My God. Okay.
That's
I don't know what's going on over at San Francisco State, but I want to enroll again.
Learning more and more about it every day. Like, he's learning more and more about radio.
Do they allow 51-year-olds in over there? I mean, boy, the fun I could have. What's the last thing you watched on TV, and why did you choose to watch it?
Oh, man. Well, I've been watching House of Cards because I just want to get through the season at this point.
You?
I saw this YouTube video of Mariah Carey being, like, Mariah Carey.
Oh, diva-ish?
Diva-ish.
And not being able
yeah.
to hit the notes?
Someone singing her note, and she in the middle of her performance, she'd be like, stop singing my note.
And I watched The People versus O.J. Simpson just to realize once again and remind myself, he did it!
Well, it is a fantastic show. It's very realistic.
Lisa Darden fights with me. You know, Lisa Darden, who was on last
Durden?
Hour. Yeah, Darden.
Darden was one of the lawyers.
Oh, my God. I do that. Yes. Freudian slip. Christopher Darden. Yes. I got to meet him once with Marcia Clark.
Yeah, that must have been a trip.
Yeah, KFI in Los Angeles. Yeah, it was a trip.
Darden.
Iggy
Azalea.
Yeah.
Azalea Bank.
Iggy Azalea Bank. I mean, it's just too much tonight. Yeah, okay. So anyway, but she argues that he's innocent still to this day. Well, he was found not guilty. Let me see. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. How many pennies would fit into this room? Who would ask somebody this question? But these are all questions that people have been interviewed with by.
I would say 500 million.
500 million.
Yeah. 500 million and one.
Oh. We should stack it up and whoever wins,
it's such a ridiculous
like,
question. It would make me want to walk out, but I would say, you know, I might be a smart ass or a wise ass and say, I don't know, how many do you think would fit in here?
And turn then, it around on them.
Right. And could we put you in the middle and then when I walk out the door, I just shove them into you for asking such an asinine question?
Are we talking people named Penny or the actual copper? Right. Like from Inspector Gadget?
Okay. Can you name three consecutive days without using the words Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday? Come on, guys.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. Thank you. Okay. Come on, yes. All right. Estimate how many.
Think about that one.
Yeah, I know. That's a trick question. Estimate how many windows are in New York City.
Oh, that's just crazy.
God, what are these questions?
I don't know. Once again, I'd find one that I could push you out of.
I mean, you could yes. You could change it to, right. Like, how many windows are in Marin City, California, and I still couldn't be able to come up with a number.
Describe the color yellow to somebody who is blind.
I would say it's, the heat.
Yeah, warm. Yep, yeah. Warm.
Warm.
Yep.
That's the best I can come up with, really.
Yeah. Okay, do I have time for one more?
Jam it in there.
If you were to get rid of one state in the United States, what would it be and why? Oh, for God's sakes, Florida.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Just drop that thing off. Yes, just say dump Florida, it into the
need
ocean.
A reason?
Yes, you know, because I get stupid criminal news every day, and every damn day it's filled with
You
Florida.
Know what? Do we really need two Carolinas? I mean, just get rid of one. Or Dakotas, for that matter.
All right, I got to take a break.
Just give them a haircut.
Let's go to Lee Graham Iteration. That's correct. Amundo. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining me. 12 more days until your taxes are due. Just got mine today. Take care of that. Such a pain in the ass. I just wish they would. You know what? If we don't have a flat tax or whatever, I wish they would just take what they want and leave us alone. Right? Why do we have to go through this nightmare every year? All right.
So
I'm
what
done.
You're saying is doing your taxes is just so taxing.
Thank you. Yes, it's a huge pain in my ass. 12 more days. 18 more days until the Game of Thrones. And 32 more days until Mom's Day, and 51 more days until Memorial Day weekend. So,
start of the summer.
Here we go. So we decided, we were talking about stupid criminals. Let me see how much I have here.
Well, not to be confused with smooth criminals.
Stupid criminals. All right. This is why Uber is great. Insane crap like this never happened with taxis, where the drivers had to be licensed and actually responsible. That's right. One for you, taxi drivers. 20-year-old Juan Carlos of Bronx, New York, got into an Uber in Philadelphia on Saturday, and his driver, Corey. Juan had Corey take him 200 miles to central New York. Corey eventually got too tired to drive, so he asked Juan to drive his car. Yes, he's the passenger. Ask the passenger to drive the car while he took a nap. When he woke up, Juan was doing 86 miles an hour, and he was actually in a police chase. The police were chasing him. Apparently, the cops tried to pull him over, and he didn't want to stop, so he took off. The chase finally ended when the car crashed. He and Corey both wound up with minor injuries. He was charged with fleeing police and using driving without a license. Corey was arrested initially but was released. Uber says he's been suspended while they investigate.
Well, as a former Lyft driver, just don't take the ride if you think you're going to fall asleep.
200 miles? Would you drive someone 200 miles?
No.
Because you don't get paid to come back, right?
Not really. You could theoretically pick up rides wherever you end up, but you're so far from home at that point.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. Inappropriate. Oh, this one's good. Okay. There's literally nothing about this story that makes any sense, which is makes it perfect. So that's what's going to make it fantastic. So there's a guy in Florida.
Surprise.
Was just arrested for driving 6 miles with his wife on the roof of the car. And he swears he didn't know she was up there. I love this story. 69-year-old Richard Audi of Stuart, Florida, and his 50-year-old wife, Elizabeth, got drunk at a bar this past Monday. They wound up getting into an argument, so Richard decided to leave without her. I'm out of here. But either he was too drunk or too pissed off or something to realize that Elizabeth had climbed onto the roof of his 2011 Toyota Sequoia, and apparently he didn't hear her banging on the roof and screaming as he drove home. After 6 miles, Richard drove past a cop who pulled him over for, you know, having a woman on the top of his car. And believe it or not, Richard was only charged with misdemeanor driving, reckless driving, and permitting a passenger to ride on the exterior of the vehicle. So apparently he did not fail the sobriety test.
You know what Richard needs is hearing aids. Like, come on.
You can't hear your wife banging on the roof. You're going to hear her banging on your head when you get home.
Not only that, you think you can feel God. It. Like, the whole car would be shaking.
Yes, the car would be All right. Okay, let's see. When you go to a salad bar or a buffet, you just kind of have to pretend that all this, that all the other people aren't contaminating the food with germs and general filth. So it's jarring when you actually witness the contamination. An off-duty cop was at a pizza restaurant in Oklahoma City this past weekend with her family and was making herself a salad at the salad bar. She was behind a 29-year-old woman named Lindsay Williams who wasn't using the tongs. She was just dipping her bare hands into the bowl and scooping out the salad.
Oh, that's so gross.
The cop told her she shouldn't do that, and Lindsay responded by punching the off-duty police officer woman in the face.
That's always good, a good action to take.
Lindsay was arrested, and she's in jail for assault and battery.
Officer.
Yes. Who does that? You know, I have a great story. I had this, he was big. Okay, so we used to go to this China buffet. Okay, so, like, Clifford was, he had the gastric bypass, so he's skinny now. But he weighed like 360 pounds, and we had so much fun. So we would go to the Chinese buffet, and when they would go in there, they knew what he would eat, and they'd hide the meat. They would hide the meat. We used to joke about it all the time. It's like, hide the meat! Here comes Clifford! Hide the meat! And they did. They literally hid the meat. They would take the meat out of the pans. Whatever he was eating, ribs or something, it was fantastic. But the other great thing about Clifford was when we would fly on Southwest Airlines or wherever we're flying, if we're going to Vegas or something, he would do that two-seat thing, you know, if you're really big. Now, I remember he's like 360 pounds. So he puts the armrest over, and then he sits in the middle like this. He slouches, and then he would open up the newspaper, and I would sit over at the window. In other words, if you're walking by when this Southwest doesn't have assigned seats, right? So you're thinking, there ain't no way in hell's bells I'm getting in the middle of that mess. And it worked like 90% of the time.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Unless you're on a full plane.
Yeah.
I could see that working for sure.
Oh, my God. I love that. That was so much fun. We got away with that so many times.
You know, some airlines make you pay for that, actually.
Hide the meat. Okay.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes. A cop in Clearwater, Florida, again. I told you, a cop in Clearwater, Florida, spotted a 20-year-old Jerome Dennis walking out of a drug house on Sunday, and he smelled like weed. Guess so. When the cop walked up, Jerome tried to get away, but not running like a normal person. No, he hopped on one of those damn hoverboards.
This is going to end badly.
They don't go over 10 miles an hour, so Jerome wound up realizing he could run faster, and he ditched the hoverboard. The cops caught him anyway and arrested him for drug possession and resisting arrest. On the bright side, the hoverboard did not explode. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah. Let me see. Oh, this one's great. 28-year-old Devontae Pace of Panama City, Florida, pulled a gun on two guys outside a bar over the weekend and demanded their wallets. But in the process of stealing their wallets, Devontae dropped his wallet.
Ooh.
The cops found it, compared the photo to his ID in the surveillance video, and immediately linked him to the robbery. He was arrested for armed robbery and grand theft. Next.
Probably be a little more organized.
Yes. Oh, another buffet story?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. How many? Jeez.
Are we full yet?
Crab legs are the most valuable thing at any buffet by far. Well, Clifford didn't eat crab legs. So.
Well, then they were very lucky at the Chinese buffet.
Yes. We all know that. But the crab legs. So I'm not surprised that we had one of these documented. Yeah, the crab leg rage thing. Anyway, so 46-year-old Clifford, not my Clifford, Knight, and his 38-year-old wife, LaToya, were at a buffet in Manchester, Connecticut over the weekend. Saturday night, they got into an argument with a 21-year-old over the crab legs. We're not sure who was hogging the crab legs, but we do know that Clifford and LaToya took the argument to the next level and attacked the guy. Clifford punched him in the face, and they started brawling with him until his mother used pepper spray to get them to stop in the middle of the buffet. Clifford was arrested and charged with third-degree assault. LaToya was charged with threatening, and they were both charged with disorderly conduct. The guy was the guy that they beat up wasn't arrested, and his mom wasn't either, since she used the pepper spray in self-defense.
Talk about an event in your life that you go to the buffet and you're not anticipating getting into a fight. I can't imagine. that went first, sideways quick.
So the first lady just sticks her whole hand into the salad. That's so disgusting to me. She doesn't use the tongs.
And then I bet she didn't even wipe off before she punched that undercover cop off-duty cop.
Okay. I guarantee you the guy in this story only has one credit card. It's got a $350 limit and probably a 39% interest rate, and it's maxed out. So this guy was at a club in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, on Friday night at about 2 a.m. It's actually a young lady. As she was leaving, a guy bumped into her. She asked him to apologize, and he started insulting her instead. Then he told her to back down or, quote, "I'll slap you with a stack," as in cash.
All right.
I'm going to slap you with a stack of cash.
I might have challenged
him. What? Why would you say that to someone at 2 a.m. in the morning coming out of a bar? "I'll slap you with a stack of cash." So she told him. So he actually took the stack of cash. She actually took the stack of cash out of her pocket, and she told him. So she asked him to apologize. He said, then he told her. Oh, he said. Okay. He said to her. She asked him to apologize, and he started insulting her instead. And then he told her to back down, or I'm going to slap you with a stack. She told him to do it, so he actually took out the stack of cash out of his pocket and slapped her across the face with it, and then took off. Cops are trying to figure out where he's at. No word on how fat that stack was. I don't know, dude.
Was it ones?
Probably.
We used to have this this gentleman's club back east when I was living in New England, and you knew that people went there because they would give $2 bills to all the patrons.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. You know, I would work at a clothing store at the mall, and all these guys would come in, and they'd be paying me
bills.
In twos. And then you knew what profession the lady was if she came in and was, like, paying you in twos.
$2 bills. Do they still print those?
They had enough of them to run that club.
I love the $2 bill.
You can find them, I think,
really?
Still around.
I'll have to ask. Yeah, who knows? I don't know what $2 gets you.
Lap dance.
We'll
probably
be back with,
not a lap dance.
Yeah, we'll be back with the good news on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Attention, men.
Burger chain. Here we go. Pro, Chipotle is calling it Better Burger. Con, your digestive system is calling it In-N-Out.
Really?
Both good names.
Yeah, both good names. You got to think outside the bun.
Pro, They're hoping to be the number one burger place in America. Con, or at least a big number two. Solid number.
Solid number.
Solid number.
Number two is great.
Pro, a Mexican chain is venturing into American food. Con, Donald Trump plans to build a wall around the kitchen. That's the...
No more franchise. The extra guac will pay for it.
Pro, they'll have a fun new mascot to rival the Hamburglar. Con, El Chapo. Yeah.
Kids love El Chapo. The tunnel.
Pro, workers get a generous vacation plan. Con, because the restaurant is shut down 360 days a year. That works out nice. Pro, Chipotle's burger restaurants will have 75 seats. Con, 50 of them are in the bathroom.
Oh!
They pick what they want, yeah. Pro, they also plan to open an upscale seafood restaurant with a fancy name. Con, Salmonella. That's a nice...
They love salmon.
And finally, Pro, the health department just completed an inspection and issued its final report. Con, da-da-da-da-da, we're closing it. There you go, everybody.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local, the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. Download the app today. The app's the best. I mean, you can listen in your car. It doesn't use much data, and it's in stereo, everybody. What did I want to tell you? Something. Oh, yeah, there's another one of these ridiculous... internet things going on. It was the dress, and then it was the mirror, the girls in the mirror, and it was the camouflage jacket. Now it's the red dot. So when you get to wherever you're going, or you are somewhere where you're going, wherever that is, Google, can you see the hidden picture in the red dot? Go ahead, Karen. Can you see the hidden picture in this red dot? And tell me if you can see it. You already know what the answer is, Pelletier.
The KGO newsroom, he's already launched an investigation.
Yes, and I know exactly what it is.
I know you do, because you cheated. You didn't see it.
I did.
No, I think Dwayne, our intern, saw it.
No, remember, I was like, it's this. And then you were like, and then I was like, oh, maybe it's a this. And then you showed me. Then I saw it.
Yeah, no, I saw it. Yeah. I think it's the only time I ever got it right.
If you really want to play a trick on a friend who's colorblind, this is a great.
I think it's a depth perception thing.
Is it a yes?
Should I tell everybody what it is? It's a horse.
Looks like a cow to me.
Well, it could be a cow. It could be a donkey. But cow works. Yeah, you're right. You saw it. Yeah, so if you can get that out of it, then you win. I don't know what you win. Swift kick in the ass, maybe. Anyway, you win. Not her, you. that's what I would say to myself.
You mean the donkey picture?
Yes, the donkey. Okay, should I do good news here? Or I was going to tell you. Let me see here. I could do good news, but good news is... not as good as this good news.
Oh.
Five ways to get out of a ticket according to actual police officers.
Fantastic.
Yes, the other one's all, yummy, yummy. Goo-goo.
You really buried the lead with this tonight. I bet a lot of people listening, driving down the highway, being very irresponsible, traveling at their rate of speed, could use this information.
You better not be texting looking at that damn red dot, I can tell you that.
That'll get you pulled over in a real jiffy.
And if you're in a Prius, start moving faster. Okay, the show ends in 6 minutes. Okay. Yes, two police officers recently came up with a list of ways for you to get out of a ticket if you're pulled over. And now, I have to tell you, I've seen some of these before. Like, don't argue, know where your registration is, don't get out of the car, don't reach for things, just listen to them, put your window down. Okay, so number one. Put your turn signal on as soon as possible, even if there's nowhere for you to pull over. That way, they at least know you're trying and you're seeing them. But if they turn on their lights and siren, that means they think that's a good place to stop. So you pull over right then. If they turn on their lights and their siren, and they'll probably yell at you too, since most of them have a loudspeaker. Pull over! Okay? Then... kiss up to them before they go to their car to run your information. That's usually when they decide whether they're going to give you a ticket or not. And because once they write the ticket, They can't take it back. So writing a ticket and then ripping it up only happens in movies. So you be nice beforehand, okay? Next, don't be short with them, but don't talk too much either. They might get suspicious if you give just one-word answers to every question, but they might get annoyed if you start rambling too much, all right? Number four, try to make them laugh, which sounds a little bit risky to me, but apparently it works. We're assuming a bad joke has the opposite effect, though, so don't force it. I don't think I try to make them
No, because it's too subjective. Yeah, like, what if, you know, what if the cop doesn't like your type of humor?
Right, exactly. Mentioning that you know a cop does work sometimes, so if you can work that into the conversation, go for it. Or if you were in the military or someone in your family is, that might work too.
Depending on the infraction would be my guess there.
Mine was the Bible. It actually worked.
Oh, tell me about this.
No, this is good.
Tell me about your Bible.
So when I was in Chicago, I had a Porsche. Just saying. So, and these two Yahoos, it was like, you know, 45 mile per hour speed limit. And there's two Yahoos doing like 25 miles per hour in their old vans. And, you know, I'm trying to get around them, and I'm trying to get around them in Pokey 1 and Pokey 2, okay? So finally there was a split between the traffic, between the one got one Pokey got in front of the other Hokey, all right? So I had a Porsche. So I floored it. And, of course, I went right around them. And as soon as I went around them, I saw the cop sitting in the parking lot, and he pointed at me, and guess what I did? And Sharon and I were going to church, okay? We really were going to church. So I pulled into the place, and he walked over, and he started laughing. And by the way, the Yahoos in the vans, they were both yelling, F you, moron, F you, throw him in jail, what a, you know, screaming at me.
Sounded like they weren't going to church.
Well, no, they weren't. So anyway, I said to Sharon, I said, get your Bible out, put it up, put it on your lap, put the Bible on your lap, put the Bible on your lap. Okay, let me handle this. So the cop walks over, and he laughs at me. He says, you know what you just did? I said, well, I couldn't have been that fast. I was going between these two morons, okay? They're not going the speed limit. He said, sir, you were doing, you were doing like 25 miles per over the speed limit.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I said, yes, but what? For like a half a second, it's a Porsche. And he said, well, you know, since you pulled over immediately, I didn't have to pull out, and it looks to me like you're going to church. He said, I'm going to write you a ticket, but I'm only going to write the ticket for 24 miles per hour over the speed limit because 25 means you're guilty of reckless driving and I would have to impound your car and you'd have a very, very, very bad Sunday.
Oh, that would be an expensive trip to church.
Oh, God bless you, officer. So now you know. Carry that Bible around.
Saved by the Bible.
Saved by the Bible.
The good book for more than one reason, right?
It's a true story, too. Oh, my God. I just have no tolerance for people who can't do the speed limit. You know, sometimes I get, during the day when I'm out running my errands, I get on some of these freeways, and these people are going so slow. Really, why don't you just get out and walk? I mean, or just drive in reverse. Just stop. Okay, I've got to go. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGO 810. Good night.